Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Hour 2 of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1, and live streaming on our MyTalk app and live streaming on our YouTube channel. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn on this final day of Project Down and Dirty, year 34, from the Showplace Icon Theater. It is, tonight is the night.
Oh, yes.
All the films will be shown, and each show did their own movie. And, yeah, so tickets are still, we do have tickets still available, right?
Yes, we do. And we have tickets that we're giving away still. We have three more pairs because over the break, Emily Grahams donated $100.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Emily.
Her and a friend will be going to the 8 or 8:30 showing tonight. You can decide. Emily, please give Stormy a call, 651-641-1071.
Because they get a little special thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. So call Stormy now. And again, thanks to Stormy for doing such a great job handling all of this. Stormy's newer and hasn't even gone through HR yet and just kind of got thrown into this. So,
yeah.
And, exactly. My first paycheck hasn't even cleared yet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So he's doing this all for free, really. Yeah. It feels like that. Yeah.
Well, we greatly, greatly appreciate you. This is us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. It's been a blast this week to hang out with you guys.
Aww.
Thank you. Well,
he's doing all the two people doing all the work back at the station that we do, Mike and Stormy.
Yeah.
They're doing all the podcast uploading. They're cutting up the clips for the evening. It's like, I feel bad.
Yeah. You guys, both of you.
You don't have to feel bad. I got this. Don't worry.
Okay. Oh.
Put your feet up. I got this. It's all right.
All right. I will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a couple of those $100 tickets still available. So
yes.
Go get those. And, yeah. Have you decided what you are wearing? Because we obviously talked deal yesterday about Dawn's boob dress.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided what you're going to wear?
I was supposed to try on my Rent the Runway dress when I got home yesterday. That didn't happen, so I'll be doing that today. If not, I have a backup dress.
You do have a backup dress.
Yes, which was what I wore in the film. So that will be my backup.
Oh,
which
that's
one?
That's great.
Gardenia.
Oh,
she just said her character name on the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Was I not allowed to do that?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I love
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So that will be the backup in case that one doesn't quite, work out.
Well, that one is substantial.
It's something. I've asked for 80s hair, so because we're getting our hair and makeup done, which I'm so grateful. I love that one just because not to worry about that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we're just doing it up.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
What are you wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt. Yeah.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
And
they're
some
high quality though.
Yeah.
They're probably $500 jeans.
No. They're Uniqlo.
Levi's.
Uniqlo.
Oh, Uniqlo.
Yes.
I love that place.
No, I didn't know. I forgot who was sitting. We had a little cocktail hour last night that B. Arthur threw for us to try to, because this PD&D has been different in a variety of ways. The biggest being that we haven't all been together. All the shows haven't been together like we usually are for various periods of time. And there's also the added thing of, unlike the first 8 years, we're not staying in a communal area. Lex and I did it last year, but we stayed at Treasure Island with the girls. But it wasn't mandatory. My point is, we haven't been all together. So B. Arthur threw this little shindig last night at the bar at the Showplace Icon Theater. And I forgot the mix of people I was sitting with, but nobody knew the schedule for tonight. And I thought it was just me.
That's
well,
right.
I thought it was just me because somebody told me, they're like, no, it was emailed. And I said, I don't remember that, but, and I'm not even being funny, but no one knew it. And then I realized, I said to B. Arthur, I said, well, what are we going to do? The reunion show's 3 to 5. I said, 5 to 7. What time is the first screening?
7:30.
That's 2.5 hours. Like, what are we going to do? Like, run a marathon or what are we doing? And she's, oh, that's hair and makeup. And then we're going to like get in a car and then drive around the block and get out of the car.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, okay. So that's what we're doing for.
And the reunion show is at a different place than here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to travel back. And we actually don't have a lot of time.
You guys, the women.
We have 5 stylists. It's so cool. They'll be, we've set in our request as to what we want, the looks that we want. So they're going to be working their butts off trying to make us look like we haven't not slept.
There's
double negative there, that we've slept.
That we have slept. Exactly.
Yes.
Like, put some concealer on, okay? A lot of it.
Yeah.
Be generous.
Easy job. You both are beautiful. So
yesterday went and got some boob tape, fashion tape, as they call
good.
It.
Oh, good, good,
for
good.
For my dress.
For your dress.
Beautiful. I don't feel like they're going to fall out, but just so that everybody feels safer. I bought fashion tape.
Everyone feels safer. Are you talking about
people
your breasts?
People were worried about them coming out. And
people.
I know the dress, I can feel that they're in there. This is the weirdest conversation. I apologize.
I find it delightful.
Okay. Anyway, this secures a dress
yes.
in certain places. If you have a low plunging neckline, which I do, it kind of goes down almost halfway on my midriff.
Yeah.
Is this a midriff?
It's very nice.
Okay.
It's beautiful. I complimented you yesterday. You have nothing to worry about.
Oh, yeah, you don't have
about.
To do it again.
No, you have nothing.
Do you have a shawl to, you know, just in case?
I don't. Can you give
Is
me one?
Is this supposed to be cool? Yeah, I've got
Can
some.
Can you make me one?
It's a little too late for that, but I do have some that I have made. I can.
Can you 3D print her one up?
Eventually, that will be an option.
A shawl, yes.
One day.
I love how you had to wonder. You had to wonder if Alexis had a shawl. If there's anybody in your life in your life that would have a shawl, who do you think it would be?
Do you know any weddings I've been in where they, that's the gift?
Is a shawl?
Is a shawl, yes.
Is
to
it,
wear.
Is it shawl with an L?
Yeah.
I've been pronouncing shawl. It wrong my entire life.
You called it a shawl?
Like a Kate Capshaw? That's what you've been calling it.
A shawl?
Like a shawl. A shawl.
Like a shawl. Like
a shawl. It's okay. A lot of people say wrong words and then they realize later that they're... I do that all the time. I'll hear someone say something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been saying that word the wrong way my whole life.
No, I'm just laughing at the Kate Capshaw connection.
Well, it all goes back to the movies.
Shawl.
It does.
Shawl.
Whoa! What? Oh my gosh, we've had a big jump.
Really?
We're at 12,700. Whoa, wait, hold on a second.
You're looking at Don
I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay. 12,044 dollars.
Yes.
That's a big jump.
It's $22.
Yes.
Are you sure you're looking at ours?
Now I'm looking at ours. Still.
Do you see our publicity photo from 10 years ago?
It's $25.
I do have the other shows open.
I know,
too.
That's why I'm just
I don't even look at the other shows. I just look at ours.
Yeah.
So what
no, that's
it?
Good. That's probably good. I just had them open because it like opened them all up.
Let me look at your screen.
$12,044.
Okay.
$25 from Sandra.
Sandra.
Thank you so much for your donation 6 minutes ago. And
yes.
If you guys want tickets to the Film Fest and you haven't gotten them, if you donate $100, the next 3 people will get 2 tickets to tonight's showing. What times?
8 or 8:30. You can decide.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. We're going to take a break, everybody. The last day of Project Down and Dirty continues. When we come back, a special guest next.
Cole never bothered me anyway.
My theme song this week, Let It Go.
How was that? Back. But are you actually doing that?
No,
is the question.
No, I'm not actually.
This is aspirational is what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. It's always, we can always work on it every day. You can add to yourself every day. You know what I mean? You don't have to take anything away if you change it. It's very metaphysical. But change is just adding to yourself.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1.
You're a nutbag.
That's true.
I know.
I like stand by that. We all are. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't quite understand it, but you can explain it to me in the break. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk and live streaming on our website. And live streaming, you can see our smiling faces on our YouTube channel. Just search for My Talk on YouTube. Lex, would you like to introduce our special guest for this
segment? Yes, Jayden T is back. Hey, Jayden.
Heyo.
Executive director of Twin Cities Film Fest.
He's super tired.
The brains behind this whole project, Down and Dirty. You presented this, what, like 6 years ago to our bosses?
Yeah, to the emperor.
Yes.
I did.
And it finally took this long?
You know, I had to get your head around it. Like, exactly what's going to happen. It's never been done before. Yeah, and then earlier this year, we had a deeper dive conversation on how this was going to happen, and I presented it, and they were like, let's do this. So I'm super, super excited that we're doing this, that we're at the culmination of it. It's been a hard week, you guys. Like, it's been fun, obviously, and you guys have been running around, so I want to say kudos to you both. I also want to say a huge thank you to Amy and Brooke. Amy Daniels and Brooke O'Rourke, behind the scenes. Your guys here, Adam and Pat, I mean, you guys have been stupendous to work with, and you guys worked tirelessly, so I want to certainly give them a shout out.
Oh yeah,
of course, definitely, yes, good team.
What is an event like this mean to the film fest?
At the end of the day, let's get the word out about how independent artists truly make a difference in everyday lives, whether you know it or you don't. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when we all went through in 2020 and 21 with the pandemic, art was our savior. We were locked in our houses.
Yeah.
Who did not watch movies? Who did not watch shows? That was honestly our savior. If we didn't have that,
we
would have
all
lost our stuff, right? At the end of the day, art is all around you. And these artists, they were the hardest hit, right? These are gig workers who use passion, their extra funds to make these beautiful art that you see, whether it's paintings or sculpting or filmmaking in our case. So what this means to me is that we got to shine a light on an industry that needed it, that needs that attention, that needs that focus, and needs that thanks. So I want to thank all of you for diving in this art form with us. And I want to thank all the listeners for all the shows that have donated. It means the world to us. So thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you guys do a lot of giving back, including videos to help promote local organizations. And last night at our shindig, you announced something that's really special and a great way for the other charities in this project, Down and Dirty, to use their funds for other things, because you have quite a gift that you have offered if we hit a certain number.
Right. So if we can hit collectively all four shows, and again, we want to win, right? Because the film fest, and we should win this thing. However, if collectively we raise $50,000 or more, the Twin Cities Film Fest will gift a short marketing video to the other three nonprofits.
That don't come in first.
That don't come in first.
Oh, sorry to put it that way.
Yet they all win because, again, they're using these hard-earned donation dollars from all the listeners, and they can take that extra money they would have used for marketing videos for other purposes to get their message out and let us gift you that video. So we'll take care of that.
So cool.
But we have to hit the $50,000 collectively.
That's right. I did the math in the break. We're at $43,798.
Total. That's so approachable. Got another
We just got another 100, so it's 890.
We did.
There we go.
Wonderful. You're also going to the premiere tonight, too.
Yes, yes.
Who is this person? M. Susan. Awesome.
Thanks, Susan. Well,
who loved films. Oh.
In memory of her son, Chase, who loved films.
Well, and as I said yesterday, the gift of the free marketing videos for these charities, for small businesses, they're very expensive to do. They're very expensive, and they have so much power, so it means a lot to them. So to have that gift can really propel and get a message out there for a charity. So it's a big deal, because these are costly endeavors. And if you're a charity that's barely making it, to have a marketing video that's usually out of the range, out of the scope for a charity, especially a smaller one, It's substantial. So donate what you can. If you're, again, like we said yesterday, if you're thinking, oh, why should I donate? That's why. If you have a creative in your life, or a future little director or a cinematographer or
a musician, an art student, whatever. Yeah. I mean, so many things go into making a film.
Absolutely. So $43,800.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And $98.
I have one other quick thing, too.
But there's more.
If our show here can raise $15,000 total... by the end of this whole thing, so it could be all throughout the rest of the day, my esteemed board of directors is going to kick in an additional $2,000.
Oh, man, that will be great. So it'll be $17,000.
It'll be $17,000, but we have to hit that $15,000 today.
So you guys, we need less than $3,000 right now to do that. So please donate mytalk1071.com. And it's really going to such a great organization who cares about people and supporting their dreams.
Absolutely. And we can do it. We do it every year. And this year is no different. I mean, we made Kenny cry last year, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
So on this very day. So go donate it. Mm-hmm. You guys are the best in the world. We know you can do it. And if ever, I haven't said it yet this year, but I know the ratings. If people, I know how many people listen to this show. Mm-hmm. If every one of them, or even 20% of you, if everyone donated $5, we could reach that goal and close this down and go home and go back to bed. And that's the God's honest truth.
A couple hours afternoon. Yeah, I'm hoping for that.
A big day.
20% of our listening audience, if everyone jumped on and did $5, first of all, that would be freaking cool. That'd be cool to see just a wash of $5. And look at political campaigns. It's not the big donors. It's the little bitty donors from Betty Sue
in
Cumberland, Kentucky. Not that we want that, but anyway.
So and go how do you do that? If you are in Cumberland, Kentucky, and you're listening, go ahead.
Yep.
Sure. How do you donate?
What were you going to say, Lex?
I'm not Lex. But
no,
I
was going to say, what were you saying?
Yeah, you pointed to me.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
I was saying, how do you donate?
Oh, I'll tell you. MyTalk1071.com. And there, it could be slightly confusing. There's one carousel that has something for just Twin Cities Film Fest. And then there's one that says Project Down and Dirty. Click on that. It'll give you all of the links to the different shows. The other shows, they're shut down right now. So you have to donate to the Jason and Alexis show. And look, we've got even another donation right now. Thank you so much. We have Melissa gave $25. Kathy gave $100 in honor of Jordan High School Sandy Hay. Yes, that Sandy Hay from Hay City Stage was my high school English speech and drama coach.
Cool.
Thank you for that message.
So sweet.
And she gets to go as well. So, Kathy, if you want to come to the screen tonight, it's 8 or 8:30. Call Stormy, 651-641-1071.
Yes. Kathy and M. Susan, both of you.
Oh, yes.
Gave $100. Yep.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, Christine, as well, for your donation.
Best listeners in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue with hour two of the final day of Project Down and Dirty 2022 when we come back. Stay with us. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. You just heard Dawn talk a little bit ago about treats. Our dogs get treats. And in the buffet of products that Nutrisource has, treats are one of them. That's what I love. Well, one of the things I love about Nutrisource, no matter what you're looking for, if you need their basic food, boom, they have it. They have a food for every variety of dog, large breed, small breed, puppy, senior dog. My favorite, weight management. I love that label. They don't want to body shame the dogs either. Weight management. And they have treats and kombucha. I know Lex uses this in her house, but kombucha can help with a picky eater in your family. If they turn their nose up at just dry kibble, Kombucha is a bone broth food topper that you pour over your dog's food. Comes in three flavors. Find it where you find Nutrisource. Find Nutrisource at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour two. Day five of Project Down and Dirty. Wrapping things up today. All culminating in our film fest this evening. All the films will be shown, I believe. And we will be there for the reunion show as well. The reunion show starts at 3, goes to 3 to 5 this year.
And you can listen if you aren't a VIP. It's going over the air.
Yeah. Thank Broadcasting. Goodness.
Yes. Yes, because there's a Q&A after all the screenings. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be...
No. So... excited to see all of you this evening at the Film Fest. Tickets are still available for our 8 and 8:30 screening. So Lex had a really good idea since this week has been really all about celebrating the movies. Talking about just some of our favorite movies of all time. It's one of those things where the list is, you know, you can, it's pure enjoyment or, you know, not so much quality and whether it's award winning, but just how much you like it. Lex, when if someone asks you what your favorite movies are, what do you go by, the quality of it or just how many times you've seen? Well, you don't watch movies over and over again.
I don't watch them a ton of times, but I usually go with, yes, if I like the story and also if it's like a moment in time that reminds me of someone or a moment in my life, like Back to the Future is one of my absolute favorite movies because I remember watching it with my siblings and just having the best time. And then also just like the whole idea of like a hoverboard and what they wore. And I like all three of the movies because Doc found love. And so there's that, you know, in the Western one that, you know, some people hate that one, but I love it. So there's just, that's how I usually pick my favorite movies. And it's always, a good story. And then like a touch point in my life.
So
Back to the Future for sure. Sister Act 2 is amazing. Lauryn Hill, we love her. Whoopi, of course. Yeah. Great music from that. Shawshank Redemption. That's just a fabulous movie.
What do you usual like about Shawshank?
Usual Suspects. Even though I know, Pervy McPervy was in it, I loved that movie. It resonated that the whole, how he gets away with it.
Okay.
It's just fascinating to me.
That answer's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Knowing you.
Really? Shawshank Redemption, you know, I just like that because it's just such a great story about friendship and also, you know, what people go through in prison and how they handle freedom or what they've done.
Okay.
So I like that.
Fascinating answers.
And then Lincoln Lawyer is the other one that I love to watch that movie.
Matthew McConaughey.
With Matthew McConaughey. That's why I think another reason why I love the miniseries that's going on right now too.
That's so, what a list.
I know we have different movies. What about you, Jace?
I was going to go to Dawn. Let's Dawn. Ladies
okay.
first. Yeah.
That's an overwhelming question because I'm the type of person who, if I'm at, like, let's say someplace you've been over and over again, like McDonald's, I don't eat there anymore, but even though I've seen the menu a million times, I still have to read every bit of it to give my answer about what I want.
But you don't get in line until you've read the menu, right? You're not standing in line.
No way. Are you kidding? I would never do that to the other customers. But I really love Christopher Nolan. I think he's a genius. Mm-hmm. And I love Memento is one of my favorite movies. Any type of mind bending, I don't know where we're going with this plot. I also love Inception. That just made me freak out when I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? It's so beautiful. Tenet. You know, those are three Christopher Nolan movies right there that I think are fantastic. I'm always so impressed with him, and I love The Dark Knight as well. And then we've got, of course, The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
I love Joan Crawford, so Mildred Pierce is one of my favorite movies. Because Joan Crawford, even though she was a psychotic parent, she was a great actress. I love the style and what she brought to the table.
Can you tell the youngins what the plot of Mildred Pierce is?
Oh, okay. So there's a mother and a daughter situation. And it just, you know, it gets really, really messed up. It's a very complicated mother-daughter relationship. I think that's how
you best to describe it. Yeah,
best to describe
it. I haven't seen that movie.
Oh my gosh! And then it was redone by who was in it? Kate Winslet, I believe she played the part that Joan Crawford played, Mildred Pierce, and that was an amazing job. A movie I've seen somewhat recently. I thought Belfast was so amazing and beautiful. If you haven't seen Belfast with Jamie Dornan, it's black and white.
Yeah.
And it was it's set in Northern Ireland during the conflict. And it just contains the struggle of them on one street and all the people there. And it's Jamie Dornan. He's not just 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, 50 Shades. I mean, that guy is a great actor. And if you want to really appreciate, I mean, that is a beautiful, beautiful, touching movie. That's a slice of life of something terrible that happened, but you see how it affected one family and just people on one block.
Yeah,
so that's my short answer. Sorry,
no.
I went on for a while.
Girl, please,
no, it's true. There's so many movies.
Yeah,
is there?
We love.
But for you, because a lot of yours, and this isn't a criticism, a lot of your movies are very serious or very well made, award winning movies. So my question to you is. Is there a crappy movie, crappy by any, just crappy by, no one really loves it. It didn't win any awards. Is there like junk food movie that
What's
you
your
just
sister
watch?
Act too?
Yeah, it's called Let's Go to Prison.
Oh.
It is so funny. Who are the actors? Arrested Development, the guy who was the magician brother. Gosh, what's his name? Will Arnett. Will Arnett is in it, and... gosh, it's escaping me right now, but it's a lot of people don't know about it. It's a really hilarious comedy. It's these two rivals, and they end up being in prison
together.
Dax
Shepard's in
Dax Shepard and Will
Bob
Arnett.
Odenkirk is
it? Yes, and it is so weird and crazy and funny. And I love Dumb and Dumber. I can watch that at any point if it comes on.
Okay, see, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Is Wizard your all? Is that number one?
It has to be. It's always going to be number one in my heart.
Yeah, I just that's a good number one. That's a good number one.
That's probably on your list too, right, Jason?
It is.
Guys, we're over $13,000.
Ooh.
We're at $13,071. Wow. You know what? A bunch of $5 donations came in.
Oh,
guys.
See, that's just fun. That's just fun. Thank you guys so much. If 20% of you, it takes 2 minutes. If 20% of the listening audience, what are you laughing at?
Oh, well, Diana says gave $50 in honor of Dexter and Mr. Big's treat game.
Oh, cute.
Cute.
They have game, let me tell you.
They know who to go. Even they're raising money.
Yes.
And we still have one more pair of tickets to either the 8 or 8:30 screening tonight. For a $100 donation. So we have one more pair of tickets. So donate $100 and you could be coming tonight.
What were you going
to
say?
And bring a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to check with each other what was the last name that you gave Stormy. Because I see one in here, but I don't know.
Was it Kathy?
Katie. And Susan.
And
then
Susan.
We've got a Katie who gave $100 dedicated to Katie Gangner.
Oh, okay, Katie.
Katie, you got the last
You got
tickets.
It. You
woo,
going.
Woo. Call Stormy, 651-641-1071. He'll get your information.
So we're all done now? We have the $100 tickets? Those are done?
Yep.
Okay, no more of those, everyone.
Yes, but you can still donate $100.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
And we have something else to give away at the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, something fun that we think you'll like, so we're going to auction that off very, very soon, so you'll have an opportunity to do that. Right now, though, we're going to take a break, and don't forget to follow us on social media for all of tonight's festivities, of course, the My Talk socials, and then our personal accounts, Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. We're going to take a break here at the Showplace Icon Theater.
With your movies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a list of some of my favorites when we return back after this. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Our final day of our 12th year of Project Down and Dirty. This one's Film Fest. Thank you so much for putting up with us all week. We always appreciate you guys. And this year is no different. You guys are the best around.
That's right.
No matter what we ask for. You help us out. A lot of you are joining the conversation about, we're celebrating movies. And we thought it'd be fun. Alexis had a great idea of kind of going through some, and we don't really do a lot of lists on the show, our own lists. but talking about some of our favorite movies of all time. Laura Barnum put together quite a little list, her top five: Amadeus, Raiders, Shaun of the Dead, The Princess Bride, and Willy Wonka is number one.
You reminded me of other ones I like, too, that are on that list, Laura. I love Shaun of the Dead. There's so many. Princess Bride. I wrote a Princess Bride line in our film.
Yes, you did.
And you nailed it, Alexis.
That's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one. That's going to be fun to see in the film today.
Yeah, you did a great job. You were hysterical.
All around.
Yeah. All of us. We're going to be cracking up.
Yeah, there's some things that you're going to see that you're going to be surprised about.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You just sounded like the Target lady there when you were like, my God.
When
you were like, Laura had movies.
That I
thought of. Yeah. Welcome to Target.
Kristen Wiig.
Chase, you're going to share your movies, but I want to also make sure we all update because we're 13,361.
Uh-huh.
We've had 152 people donate. All of the money will be going to Project Down and Dirty Film Fest and the great organization that Jayden has started. And, of course, we've talked to him. We have a $15,000 goal because then the board at Twin Cities Film Fest will kick in an additional $2,000. So that's really cool. Also, if we've hit $50,000 collectively with all four, they're going to gift promotional videos beautifully made to the other three charities involved in Project Down and Dirty.
Which is so helpful.
M. Susan, who donated $100, she also said, I already have tickets, so put it back into the pot.
Oh!
Taking some more $100 donations. Now, Tracy Steffen has given $100 in honor of her daughters, Ella and Grace, who are both pursuing careers in film. Those tickets are yours. If you'd like them, Tracy, give Stormy a call, 651-641-1071. If you already have tickets, let him know, too, and we'll just put it back into the pot. And
that's
the
awesome.
Next $100 donations can come to the 8 or 8:30 showing tonight.
Cool.
651-641-1071. Go ahead and give Stormy a call right now, and we'll keep you updated on those totals.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about some of our favorite movies of all time, and like as Dawn said, there's different categories that you can go to, and as far as critical acclaim of like, okay, that's just a really good movie and highbrow or whatever. But I'll just talk about some of mine on my list of just movies that I go back to time and time again. My version of The Wizard of Oz would obviously be E.T. That's number one for me. Number one, without a doubt. Aww. I mean, that's just... And then a close, almost tied, I would put any Star Wars movie. And I really do mean that, except for Solo. But, I mean, any...
What about Clone Wars? Or what about Attack of the Clones?
I can still watch that over and over and over again.
Didn't mean it
but just all the... You can just put the Star Wars franchise tied with E.T. E.T.'s still number one. But, I mean, I just rewatched E.T. On the plane ride back from Disney on Sunday. And it's... Oh, we're out.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. If you can still hear us, which you probably can't. Oh,
there
hello.
We go. There hello. We go. Okay.
Alexis unplugged us.
Oh,
my foot.
Don't give Stormy a heart attack like that, guys.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, my gosh.
The light's not going
I'm sorry,
off
I hit the surger.
So.
Protector.
Okay. Oh,
sorry, Adam. Oof.
What happened?
Adam got a heart attack, too.
My big toe hit the off button on the surge protector.
Why do you keep your toes under?
I was trying to just roll
there.
In.
Is that the best idea, to have that close to her?
She's the one on the end.
I haven't done it before, and I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
My feet will be right over here. Oh, my gosh.
Look
I'm sorry.
Look how cute your shoes are.
We just went off for a little bit, right? Just in our ears. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they probably heard me say, if you can hear us.
Yeah.
That went in.
I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
We're off again. Yay.
Oh, no.
Remember how this all started?
Yeah, remember day one?
I don't remember.
Oh,
anything.
I remember day one. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Poor
yeah.
Jason.
Stormy.
Poor
oh,
Jason.
Yeah, God, yeah. We were off the air for an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That was, God. That's.
But we're moving on.
I got it.
And that's why the podcast isn't up. We've gotten emails about it. Podcasters, not much to share.
No, because we played replays of old shows.
Yes.
He was doing anything he could to just have something on the air.
Exactly. But you were talking about your favorite movies.
Yeah, please.
I'm not religious. but I'm spiritual,
uh-huh.
and I believe everything happens for a reason.
Okay, are you? You're so you're agnostic.
Ooh, or was, I love that. Was, good. Go on.
Was Monday a sign from the universe? Was it a precursor?
We keep getting little signs. We keep getting all these little signs.
Someone also said like multiple planets are in retrograde.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. There were a lot of wrecks yesterday on the way here back to our party. I was like, I just need to get there. Like, I heard crashes.
We saw two. Oh, wow. That's funny that you said that. Colin and I, on the way to the little shindig we had last night, we saw two on 394. Maybe you saw the same ones.
These were on 94, and then I heard through my windows people crashing on the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've never heard. It was like squealing, and then a big crash. And then 10 seconds later, again, and I'm like, oh, I'm white-knuckling, just like, please, just let me get there. You know, honestly.
Yes.
So everybody pay attention. The planets are in retrograde.
Including Uranus.
Yeah.
I wish that was in retrograde. Okay,
so if anybody liked that comment, please donate. Project Down and Dirty. Donate to Uranus in retrograde right now.
Yes.
We'd love to see your donation. Thank you.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, was it a sign? Should we have just
packed it up?
Should, when your first day of anything, I remember moving here.
Oh, are you regretting
we're
gonna, that?
We're going to go back that far?
What are we saying here,
you
Jason?
You moved in here 20... Oh, jeez. Me too.
Well, what's your friend's name? Candace. She took the wrong...
She went
the wrong way.
She took 94...
This is before cell phones.
Yeah, she took 94 east instead of 94 west.
Oh, she was going back towards Indiana.
And she didn't realize her mistake until she saw the Milwaukee skyline.
Oh, no.
You've never heard the story?
Yeah. No.
This is my first day, and I think that was... And then my first few years here were rough. I honestly think...
You just stuck
this is another...
I think on Monday, what we should have done is just gone home. Like, I think we should have just told
like,
the Arthur...
that's an option for us, Jason.
I think we should have said, you know what? This doesn't... My mother-in-law and her sisters have a great phrase that they use amongst themselves. You know, instead of, there's no guilt, if they don't want to do something, like if one invites, like, oh, we're going to have sister weekend, but they don't want to do it for whatever reason, they have one phrase that they say to each other, and they can't guilt each other, they can't question it, and the phrase is, that doesn't work for me.
That
doesn't work
that.
For me.
It doesn't work
we
for me.
We say that more often.
So when our whole show shut down for an hour and a half on the first day of Project Down and Dirty... When we came back, we should have just said that was God.
That was the
doesn't
moment.
Work for us.
That was Mother
that
God.
That doesn't work for me.
That was Mother God telling us that we shouldn't be here.
Oh, no.
We should just go back to bed.
Yeah, we keep coming back.
Yeah. We got to get that paper, okay? Yeah. I need that money.
Right.
Because when has it ever happened? I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm joking, but I'm not. But
never. Not that long.
Not that long.
Not that
you know,
long.
Poor
Jace. Because the internet went out.
Yeah.
Just the all of the internet
Everybody.
Service that we used.
I'm trying to remember the last time it was like more than a few minutes.
So that's,
more 30 minutes or something, but not an hour and a half almost.
Yeah, and the only reason I just brought that up, if you just tuned in, is because Alexis, with her Birkenstocks, just was stretching. She stretched her little Lex legs underneath the table. And
I couldn't believe I reached that. Actually,
I
that's
can't
something.
Either. It's not like it,
my short legs.
With your thank you. You said it, not me.
It's true.
But she literally flipped a switch that turned us off.
Just in our ears.
Where now? Don't look for it. Now,
I'm just looking. I'm just showing
Adam,
you.
Get that away from
see
her.
See the surge protector down
no,
there.
No, I don't see it. Where is it?
See it down there?
Oh, yeah, Lex, let's...
Yeah,
maybe
no,
we
don't
should,
worry. My feet are way away from it now.
Note to self, you should be away in our seating arrangements. You should be away from the surge protector. We're going to take a break. It is our final hour here at Project Down and Dirty 2022 here at the Showplace Icon Theater at the West End, a great theater. The staff was so great yesterday. We so appreciate their hospitality. And to the behind-the-scenes crew from Adam and Brooke and Jess.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops. leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.